to the 7th episode of the Coast to Coast podcast. Today, unfortunately, Trevor Evans could not join us, but don't worry, he'll be on in the future. Just today, the time, it didn't work out. But as usual, I'm joined again by Henry from Hoopify and our special guest, a man who needs no introduction, My Type of Edit 23, aka Kenneth. At just 15 years old, he's officially now a full-time editor for Christopher London, living in Vancouver, Canada. Kenny, welcome on to the show. How are you doing today?
What up, bro?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know what I'm saying? Eating my spaghetti. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Bet.
Yeah, so, I mean, Kenny, I'm sure a lot of people who watch Too Hype have seen you either on Twitter or just in videos. You're always editing stuff for people in Too Hype. So I'm sure a lot of people wonder, like, when did you first get into editing?
Wait a minute. That's actually kind of inspirational. But editing. Yeah. When did I start editing? So I'm tip of my tongue. Actually, I started editing after spring break. Let's say mid-April, right there. Like
of this year.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, let me see. It's July. July 6, 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 2, 9. Yeah, April.
Bet. So, was it because of, like, the quarantine, I assume, or no?
Yeah, it was definitely for the quarantine. And actually, like, I started out editing because I got, my brother, he got sick. Yeah, and we share, like, a room together, right? We have a bunk bed with each other. And so, like, I was banished from the room. So I got to, like, chill on the couch, right? And I was just watching a bunch of YouTube. And I saw, like, I was watching a bunch of old Jesser videos, a bunch of old PhysAdapt videos, right? And then I saw, like, they use this editing software called, like, Sony Vegas Pro. I was like, damn, I should try that out. And I tried that out, and it was fun. And so I actually started out making like flight react videos, trying to get him to react to stuff. And yeah, that's it. Facts.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's just short time.
So I know,
do you just edit like on a laptop then, or do you have like a PC setup?
I edit on my older brother's 2016 passed me down really old computer. It's pretty trash. It crashes a bunch of times, and I'm getting a new one when my mom comes home. It's one that Christopher London bought me actually for $3,000, and I'm gonna pick that up at Best Buy sometime. So yeah, my editing will be faster, and the freaking iMovie won't crash every 10 seconds. So.
That's hype. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, too hype.
For those who didn't know, you won the Mopey editing competition. That was a video a couple months back. What was your reaction when you first saw the video?
Bro, oh my gosh. Like, I just woke up that day. I honestly didn't even think you would see that video, bro. Like, I thought it would, like, die away in a black hole. And, like, when I got on and he messaged me on Twitter, bro, I like freaked out, bro. I went to take like a shower like 3 times and rage a little bit. Like, you watch Do Perfect, right? You see how they like go crazy, yeah. Bro. That was me alone in my room. And yeah, that was hype.
Too hype. Do you like break some stuff or like,
what do you mean? I freaked out. I was like, let's go. Oh my God. Let's freaking go, bro. I was like, I was so hyped the whole day. And I took a shower like 3 times. I washed my head like 3 times. I don't know why.
That's crazy. I remember I watched that video and I was just dying when I watched that.
Bro,
one.
Oh my God.
It was like so random, the edits.
That's inspirational. That's actually inspirational right there. That just made my day.
So did the first time, like, you saw the video, was that, like, or, like, did he message you before you saw the video, or did you, like, know you won from the video?
Oh, he messaged me, like, 3 days before the video. Bro, I was fangirling so hard. I was, like, typing paragraphs, and he gave me, like, one-sentence answers. But that's okay, that's besides the point. He actually gave me a few messages, and, yeah, it was so hype, and it was really hype. Yeah.
So, like, did he tell you you won, or did he tell you, like, you just...
He
like,
told me I won, and he called me crazy. Yeah, okay. Called me crazy.
That's hype.
And he also, I showed him a video, the Air Mopey video, and he liked it.
And was that, like, your first interaction with any of the 2Hype guys?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was. And that was, like, probably the best day of my life in April.
So that was, like, the same month you started? Like...
Yeah, that was the same month I started. That's fire. Like,
yeah.
Jeez, bro. So when did you first start, like, watching 2Hype and, like, their videos in the first place?
Oh, damn. I think I watched Jesser first. I saw his, like, a way long time ago. I saw his NBA 2K in real life. And, like, that was the only video I watched for, like, 2 years. And then I saw, like, him opening a bunch of packs. And then I started watching 2Hype. And then that's it. Yeah, probably like 2015, 2016. Yeah, around that time.
So obviously, like, the time frame is pretty recent, but, like, the editing competition in April, how much later did you, like, get contacted about, like, editing for Chris?
It was after the 2Hype ruins their own videos video. Like every other day on Instagram, I would just tag them on my story to see if they could see it. And one day, Christopher London, he put, like, a bunch of laughing emojis. And I was so gassed up again. I was, like, dude, perfecting everywhere. And then one day, like, he just hit me up on Twitter. And, like, you know how he has a text community, right? I didn't even think it was real, bro. I thought he was, like, faking it. Like, I'm like it was an automated text, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I was freaking out. And then he told me, do I edit videos? And I'm like, yeah. And then he said, well, I think you should edit my videos. And then I was like, okay, sure. And then I said, for which channel? And he said, LSK, my second channel. And I said, what about the VR channel? And he said, yeah, you could do that for now. And then boom, started.
Wow.
Damn.
That's crazy. What was Chris's reaction when you first told him your age?
Oh my, that's funny. I actually have it screenshotted, not gonna lie. He said, bro, you're 15? That's crazy. And yeah, pretty much that.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
How, like, was that after he offered you the job? Or, like, how did that?
Yeah, that was after, like, my first couple videos.
Damn.
Like, oh, by the way, how old are you?
Yeah, and then you said 50. That's funny.
Yep, 1-5, big 1-5.
So how does, like, the how did it, like, work at the start? Did you, like, just I assume you got, like, test videos, right? How did, like, how much effort and, like, I assume I've heard, like, from our couple last guests that they just would go crazy on those test videos. So how much time did you think you put in?
Probably for the first video, I probably put in, like, 2 days, but realistically it was 3 days because my editing software, you know, kept crashing. My computer's really slow, so yeah, 3 days. Not really any all-nighters because my mom's very strict about my sleep schedule, but yeah, I worked really hard on that. But now that I look back on it, there's a lot I can improve on.
What was the first video that you, or like the test video?
It's not released yet. It's gonna be released when the VR channel comes out. It's like episode 3 of the VR channel. It's where they, you know, chill in heaven and all that. That's it. That's all I'm gonna give.
So you kind of touched on it before, but, like, what does your family, is like your and your mom, like, think of you editing for 2Hype and stuff?
My parents don't really understand it, honestly. I think so. My mom, she wants me to go, like, to college and whatever. She thinks, honestly, it's, like, just a phase. It's going to wear off. My dad, he thinks I'm making movies. I don't know where you got that from, but, yeah.
So,
like, you said, do they, like, approve? Or, like, do they? I assume they support, but...
Oh, yeah, because I'm securing a bag, so, yeah. they approve.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been a lot easier to, like, to present it to them once, like, Christopher London reached out to you.
Oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, What does like a typical day look for you? You said you like your mom like kind of strict of you, so how does that look usually?
So I wake up anywhere between let's say 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. depends what time I go to sleep, honestly, the night before, and then I get up, watch a couple of YouTube videos for some inspiration, then edit some Chris videos and repeat. That's all I do. Yeah.
And I heard you are also editing, or at least you're getting like one, you're trying to edit like a Too Hype video. Well, how was it? How did you get in contact to edit that?
Chris, again.
Really?
Yeah, he told me he needs a huge favor. And yeah, but it's just like a test video just to see how my boat floats in the water and all that. And if it's good, they'll put it out on Saturday. If it isn't, oh well.
But so, yeah. So like it's going out, or we're recording this on Monday. If they're planning to record, put it out on Saturday, how much earlier before do you get it? Do you get the video?
Let me see. I got it yesterday, actually.
Damn. And do you edit, like, since it's a group channel, do you edit it by yourself, or how does it work?
By myself. They just give me a Google Drive with all the people's reactions and all that, and the gameplay, and I just do my thing. Boom shakalaka.
Not a thing. Yeah, I feel you.
So... what would you say, like, who kind of was, like, your inspiration for this? Like, what editors or YouTubers?
Oh, man. I got a bunch. Well, for me to start doing YouTube, probably Jesser, FaZe Adapt, basically everyone in FaZe Clan. Because, like, after I found out, like, they started so young, like, I honestly wanted to do the same thing. Because, like, after I found out, like, Jesser had his, like, 21st birthday, I thought he was, like, 24, 25, 26, just like how you thought Mopey was, like, 25, 26, something like that. And, like, bruh, he's only, like, 21, and
yeah, I mean, you all that. See how successful they are. Like, they gotta be older than that.
I know. So, like, and then I thought to myself, why not, like, start early? It's a good time to start now in quarantine, doing nothing else. And, yeah, a bunch of people watching YouTube, so why not?
Facts. What I was gonna ask. I'll edit this part out.
Dab.
What videos so far has been your favorite to edit?
I don't know. I'll probably probably the Too Hype Ruins Their Own Videos one. That was fun. Making Zach twerk, turn to my grandma and all that. That was fun.
Speaking of like editing and stuff, like what are your hopes down the line for you as an editor? Like, can you see this doing this for like your whole career basically? Like, I know your mom wants you to go to college and stuff, but like, is this something you want to do for the kind of like the rest of your life? You think at this time? I know it's a kind of a loaded question.
Well, I do plan on doing it until after I get out of high school, I'll still continue to do it. And, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll just see how far this takes me.
That's a good way of thinking about it. So obviously you have your own channel, and it got shouted out on the JSR channel. What was your reaction when you saw that?
I thought I got hacked, honestly. Like, I woke up, I checked my subscriber count. It was like at 800. The previous day was like 215. And then I go and take a shower. It gets up to like 1K, then I grab a quick bite to eat. It goes to 2,000. Bro, I was like freaking out. I was showing all my parents. Bro, I couldn't believe it. And I watched his reaction to it, and I put it on my channel like ASAP. And like, it's just crazy, bro. I dude perfect again. I'm
joking. You're a big dude perfect fan?
No, I watch none of their videos.
Besides the Too Hype guys, what other creators do you watch?
Flight and FaZe and KSI and a little bit of PewDiePie, Little Bored, Much Dank, let me see, And yeah, pretty much all it, honestly.
Bet. Would you say?
Oh, Mr. Beast. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Mr. Beast Gaming. Bro, their editing is, oh my, I love their editing. It's so fun.
Mr. Beast is in another world these days. It's going crazy. Yeah.
That finger game was insane.
Thanks.
So obviously, are you still uploading to your channel, or are you planning to just be an editor for Chris and the other guys?
Oh man, making videos for my own channel, like I want to do it so bad. I just don't have enough time. I have so many like videos like planned for my own channel, like a July Cash trailer, Big Shirt Jidal trailer, 2 Hype anime, all of that. Like, I just don't have enough time, honestly. Yeah, I would, but I just don't have time.
How many videos would you say you're editing in like a typical week?
In a week, I'm not sure, probably like 2 at most, because I haven't really gotten much yet because they don't have much content for the VR yet, but this weekend Chris gave me a bunch of videos to edit, so I'm gonna be busy for 2 weeks or something like that. So
So I don't want to ask you too much on like monetary sides, but do they pay you like a standard salary, or is it per video for Chris?
I think it's like per week or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I just take what I'd honestly do it for free. Like adding for Chris and 2 Hype, that's a dream come true, honestly.
Yeah.
Like when I first heard your age, I was like, oh, and like I knew you said, or I don't know if you made it public, but you said like something about editing for Chris. I was wondering, like, how do you do your like parents manage like the monetary side of it, or do you just like message them yourself?
He just puts it in my bank account, and my parents are like, all right, cool, that's about it.
But is it like or I don't know if you can touch on this, but is it just like a week by week basis, or do you have like a contract for like a certain amount of time? Because I know Josh has like a contract for all 2020 that he just signed. So how does that work?
I'm gonna sign a contract today actually when my mom gets home, so. Yeah.
But I mean, how long, or I don't actually, probably you probably should not say that. But so we've pretty much sped through this, but we'll go a little bit into the NBA. So to start off, since you live in Vancouver, Canada, what is your NBA team?
NBA team, definitely not the Raptors. I hate the Raptors so much. They're one of my biggest, I hate them. Just kidding. I love the Raptors. The Raptors are my number one team. I'm always going to root for them. You know, I've been on the bandwagon ever since they won that finals game. And then before that, I was a huge Warriors fan. And then until they won the finals, yeah, I'm a huge Toronto Raptors fan. Actually, no, I'm not a Toronto Raptors fan. I'm a Kawhi Leonard. No. Yeah, I'm a Toronto Raptors fan, actually, yeah.
Bet. Is it like, how would you rank like the, I know the 4 major sports are like hockey, basketball, football, and baseball. How would you rank them out in Canada?
Hockey's probably number 1, not going to lie. Basketball is probably number 2. Soccer is number 3. And Henry's favorite sport, lacrosse, is number 4. Boom.
Damn. I see you.
Yeah, a lot of good lacrosse players are from Canada. Yep.
All right, so I got to ask, how do you see the playoffs shaping out for the NBA this year?
Honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I think LeBron James, he's a bit too washed up now, honestly. Sorry, Cash. He's a bit too washed up. He's probably going to get swept in the first round by, like, the Orlando Magic or something. And Toronto Raptors, they're going to blow past the first round, second round, and probably they're going to win the chip versus Kawhi Leonard or whatever. And boom, Drake is going to be all hot them in sidelines. Ah, let's go. Oh, wait, no, Corona, never mind.
Yeah.
And they're just going to win the finals like that. Like, boom. Yeah. It's going to be hype.
Has coronavirus, has it affected your editing at all? Or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. It's made it way better.
Really? It's a lot easier? Yeah. More productive?
Yeah, it gives me more time to, like, more time for to edit videos. And actually, for, like, school, we have online school, right? So ever since that started, like, my marks are all pretty good, right? Like, basically straight A's, not trying to flex. But so for homework, you don't have to do any homework anymore. It's optional because, like, your mark, it can't go down. So I stopped doing homework, and that's a part of the reason why I kind of started doing some YouTube videos and stuff like that. And so it's basically just given me way more time to make videos and content and stuff like that.
Fact. So, I mean, obviously Corona's been affecting, but you kind of took it as a blessing, which I've seen a lot of people do. Yeah. Gives you a lot more time. I mean, that's pretty much, without Corona, we probably wouldn't have this podcast going on.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have done YouTube if it wasn't for Corona. Like, yeah. I was really just so bored and had nothing else to do. Kind of just joking around one day, like, hey, mom, I want to raid some guys.
Facts, bro, facts.
So, what do you think, out of the two hype guys, who could you beat in basketball? 1v1.
Chris. Yeah, easily Chris. And then probably number two, Cash. Cash thinks he's so good. Like, bro, relax. I know I made you, like a cool NBA cover and all that, but, like, honestly, you're not all that, bro. You're just all muscle. All you do is just hack. You're like, yeah. Okay, never mind. That was kind of cringe, but, like, you know, he just pushes people out of the way. You know, he can't even shoot, bro. He looks like he's lagging when he shoots. Like, I could sauce him up easy, bro. I could snatch his ankles easy. He's a defense. He just jumps at people when they're about to shoot. Nah, I can sauce him up easy.
And how tall are you?
Six three, six two, something like that. just a round estimate.
Yeah. All right, bet. I believe it.
Yeah, same.
So, obviously, you agreed to come on, but you said you didn't want to do the face cam. So when will we finally see my type of edit face reveal?
Somewhere between 500K to 20 million subs, around there. Yeah.
Bet.
It's gonna be a big thing.
So, like, August?
August? No. Probably March 2020, when me and my boy Flight blow up and take over the YouTube scenes. Yeah.
March 2020, bet. I'll be there.
Inspirational.
Fuck. I'll edit this part out. Dude, we literally have gone through every single question.
Bro, I have so much to talk about, actually.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? We can ask you pretty much anything. I'll edit this part out.
Bro, so, like, I used to have a TikTok. I just posted a bunch of Flight. And my Instagram, it was way different than it is now. And just talk about that. Wait, let me think. Let me get a sip of water, actually. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, I could talk about my big inspirations again. It popped into my brain again. Not gonna lie.
So you want us to ask about your TikTok?
Actually, yeah. Say, you used to have a TikTok and all that. But, yeah.
Like, you used to have a TikTok. Why do you no longer have it? Or do you have it?
I no longer have it.
Okay.
Talk about your TikTok.
Boom. Okay. All right. So, I've heard you've talked about it many times personally with me. You have a TikTok. Why do you no longer use it?
I just don't have time for it again. But, like, TikTok, so here's a crazy story. Even before I started my YouTube, even before I started anything, I told my friend one day, I was like, bro, when I get all this editing software, like, downloaded and I get my computer back and I get to have my room back, then when my brother is not sick anymore and I can come back to my room, bro, I'm actually gonna blow up. Like, on TikTok, I'm probably gonna, like, I'm gonna get, like, 300K views on there, like, in the next 1 to 2 weeks. And then I did, I made TikTok videos. I made every time flight reacts. Said look at Curry Man, and bro, that got like 300k views in like the day after I posted it, bro. And you know what? Like whatever you say, just put it out to universe, it might come true. Boom.
He was like popping on TikTok, even though he didn't even have a TikTok for like he still is now.
Facts.
Yeah.
Bro, sure. I had like 1,700 followers. It's not that much, but like it's a lot to me, honestly. Yeah. And weird. I had like 80k likes, bro. It was fire.
Yeah, TikTok's hard to figure out. You know, and literally anyone can get famous.
Yeah.
Facts.
For doing nothing.
So, exactly. Do you think people? I've heard. I watched like the David Dobrik podcast. He was talking about it. You think TikTok is like the next bit? Like, is gonna overtake YouTube?
Nope. Maybe in I don't know, somewhere in the Middle East or something, probably. But I don't know. No, I don't think so. YouTube, I'm gonna keep it alive. Mark my words.
But
I just don't think it can, just because like. Oof, that's a hard question, actually.
Yeah.
Because like TikTok, I guess it really appeals to people because it's just such you need like such a shortest like attention span. But, like I feel like so much more time goes into YouTube and stuff that like people can appreciate it more.
Exactly.
I mean, what I was thinking, I hope, I was thinking that like TikTok, because it's like shorter attention span, obviously. I think they should go for like the younger audience, and then the YouTube can like. You know, it's like the ad apocalypse or whatever. Like now it's they're trying to make it younger, trying to like make sure people don't swear and all that. So I think they should like get rid of all that, you know, and just let YouTube be for the more mature audiences, like the like teenagers go to more. Then I feel like teenagers would be more a fan of YouTube, and then TikTok could get the younger fans. But that's just my opinion.
Facts. I kind of cringe when I go on TikTok, honestly.
Yeah.
Like I go on my For You page. I mean, I'm basically only there for Addison Rae, not gonna lie, but other than that, it's not my thing.
So what is we touched a little bit on the VR, Chris's VR channel, but from what you can say, what are the goals for that?
The goals, well, I'm gonna use that to like make my content way better. Like, I don't think, like, you know, I'm just an editor, bro. I'm not an editor like that. I'm just an editor. So, like, I think my freaking editing could be way better. I mean, I think it's good for, like, the viewers, but, like, I could definitely make it better. I could probably, like, I don't know, learn those, like, motion graphics thing. But, like, my style, it's more of a funny style, not, like, the cool style, you know, with, like, all the cool graphics and all that. I just memeify it or whatever.
Yeah.
Just do my job. Boom. Yeah, I want to improve my editing.
What did you say, or what would you say, like, the hardest videos to edit are?
I don't know. They're not really that hard, honestly. Pretty easy, not gonna lie. But the thing is, it's just my computer, bro. My computer is like 13-year-old girl, like always, no, a 6-year-old girl always having tantrums with me, not trying to be on the same page as me, like always crashing. It's really slow. Like, it's pretty frustrating. Makes me do like the opposite of dude perfecting, and like makes me rage perfect.
I feel you.
There's nothing worse than like when an editing software crashes and you have
to. Bro, like, I was editing. Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, like, I was editing, like, before hopping on this podcast, and, bro, like, it crashed, like, 10 times in, like, 30 minutes. It's hard.
Yeah, I feel you.
You said Chris got you a new computer, though, right?
He's getting me one. My mom just came home.
Oh, nice.
Look. Oh, I already saw that. Thank you.
I'm busy. Your mom want to be on the pod?
stop.
Do we get a mom episode going?
Yeah, Liz. I was paging Miss Hooper. Shout out paging Miss Hooper, bro, and her Diet Coke addiction. It's a bit too much.
What? Bro.
Oh my God.
Wait, what? What is that? Wait, what is that from? I'm so confused.
Oh, come on, bro. I'm a loyal to the Hooper family, man. I watch all the videos. Come on, bro.
I'm sorry. I don't know about the Diet Coke addiction. I do know she doesn't. Elizabeth, if you're watching this, she probably isn't actually, but I'm hoping a subscription from you is coming soon.
Ranking fast food restaurants.
I don't know how I'm gonna edit this episode.
You gotta watch that.
All right.
Facts.
So.
Thumbnails.
Getting back into it. Yes, thumbnails. How? Obviously, yeah, you are very talented in terms of like you made a lot of covers for tons of creators. What like was your inspiration for those?
Bro, wait, right off the bat, bro. I don't know. I don't really have any. Oh, for thumbnails, I'll say, bro. I honestly just copy whatever, Mr. Beast, Too Hype, whatever, bro. When I'm like editing for making thumbnails for Hoopify, I just search up whatever like the title of his video that he's making, and I just try to copy whatever other people have, but like. Make it like his style, you know what I'm saying? And I just honestly I don't really have any inspirations. Basically they just tell me what to do. I look at what their previous thumbnails are and I just try to copy that.
So do you use Photoshop?
No, I use GIMP. Just kidding. I use Photoshop, bro. I definitely
use.
Nobody's using GIMP, bro.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I was like, holy.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah. So that's how I met. That's how I met you. You like tweeted at me like, hey, do you need any edits? I'm like, can you make thumbnails? It's like, if there's one thing I can't.
Yeah.
Do, like, I'm not saying my edits are great, but like my thumbnails before are really.
Yeah,
I
was looking at your thumbnails. I was cringing. Not gonna lie. I was cringing.
Because like, I don't know like how you learned to do it, but then like. And I was like, let's see if you can make a thumbnail for me because I don't know how to do that. And yeah. I'm like, oh, whatever. I'll just send it over. Wasn't really expecting much.
And
I'm
like, that was that was like my first thumbnail ever.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first one for you.
Do you make thumbnails for like the two, or for Chris and like the...
For Chris, when he asked Kenny, maybe Cash, he reached out to me like yesterday if I did thumbnails and... He hasn't responded, actually.
So. Oh, so, like, for Kenny and Cash, they just want you for the – you only do their thumbnails as opposed to, like, just editing?
Yeah, my contract, I'm just going to be working with Chris full-time and do whatever he needs me to do. But I can do thumbnails for other people on the side, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is probably, like, a game changer for my channel, like, if we're being honest. Like, I can't tell you, like, personally how much I appreciate that, because, like, just seeing, like, a good thumbnail helps people click on a video way better than, like, my rough ones.
It's definitely an improvement, but my thumbnails, I would say, like, I mean, I guess they're good for, like, the viewers, you know, but, like, me... I can definitely improve, not gonna lie. Like, if you guys want to get good at Photoshop, bro, YouTube tutorials, it's all there, bro, and experimentation, just experiment with Photoshop, and boom.
I have a question. How long do you would say it takes you to do a thumbnail?
Probably 30 minutes.
How about, like, those covers? I know those weren't, like, thumbnails, but you made, like, hell of those.
Oh, man. Yeah, that takes longer, like probably 2 to 3 hours, just because like looking for good images, man, like most of them are like really low quality. It takes me forever to find good images for most of them, so I have to take some from like YouTube videos. I have to search everywhere.
You know, those 2K covers were insane when you saw I think everyone reposted them too in some way or another.
Yeah,
now that you're like
except Flight didn't tag you.
Yeah.
I know. Rough. Bro, I know! It's so...
He doesn't tag anyone, though, so...
Yeah.
Come on, my top edit 23? My top edit...
Oh, I mean, I assume that's, like, a Flight reference, but how did the My Type Edit 23 name come to be?
At first, As I was saying, I just wanted to make, like, flight videos, but then I saw just, I wanted to make flight videos, so my name originally was My Type of Shot 23, because he used to say that's my type of shot right there. I just make flight videos, and then I saw that Jesser, like, had, like, Reddit, and I wanted to post videos on there for him to react to, so I changed it to My Type of Edit 23, so that other people, like, you know, my content can apply to other people, and, oh my god, I'm stuttering so much, stop, and when I want people to see my videos, I want them to be like, that's my type of edit right there. That's my type of edit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I copied flight. Took some flight.
So kind of like similar to that, you said like you want to have your own style. How do you make sure that you're different than like the average editor?
I don't know. Honestly, I just make it, you know, make it funnier and make their face look weird and put funny music. And yeah, but other than that, it's pretty similar to what other editors have, except I don't do like those motion graphics things. I probably gonna learn that. Probably gotta hit up Joshua Alfaro, you know what I'm saying? My guy, teach me. Or nah, I'm probably just gonna watch YouTube tutorials. That always works.
You get like notes back, I assume, from Chris after you edit it.
Yeah.
So, but before you even get like sent the footage, or like when you're getting sent the footage, how much, is it like you're like free to do whatever, or how much does he tell you what to do?
He just gives me a basic gist of what the video is. He tells me what it's about and what they want on there, and then the rest, he just lets me go at it, just makes me go ham. Boom.
And then how much longer, like after the notes, you think usually it takes?
How long after the notes it takes to edit the video?
Or like, as compared to like the original edit, how much is like originally when you get it and how much is after you like get the feedback from Chris?
Oh, it depends. It's not too long, probably like 3-5 hours, depends if my computer is good. But other than that, doesn't take that long. He sometimes wants me to remove a little bit, sometimes he wants me to put in some. And the thing that just takes on is just waiting for his response, because he's kind of busy. So
yeah. You could make a video with, let's say you're at the Too Hype House post corona for a day, what video would you film?
Oh my gosh. Okay, nah, bro. I would come prepared, bro. I would order a bunch of shirts with my funny edits on them, and I would give it to them. I would prank them. I'd surprising the Too Hype guys with some funny shirts and getting the reaction, and yeah, that'd be lit. And then I'd 1v1 them. No, actually I'd 1v1 them for a mystery box kind of thing, and then when they open it, it's their face on there, their funny edit. Yeah, that'd be lit.
So yeah. This is kind of, it's a pretty short episode, I assume, once we edit it up, but to kind of wrap things up, for people who are interested in or like want to edit for creators, how would you say they should go about it?
Honestly, just copy what the best people are doing. Like, honestly, before I edit, I like watch a couple of Mr. Beast Gaming videos. Like, I love their editing. It's really fast. It's really fun. And it's pretty funny. I like it. And sometimes I watch Too Hype editing, see how they edit. And and then I just copy some of it, put my own little twist on it. And yeah. And if you wanna like start editing, first thing you do, just wanna watch a couple YouTube tutorials about video editing. I'm saying YouTube tutorials, they're all there, bro. I didn't take any classes for any editing. I just taught myself from watching YouTube videos. I'm not even that goaded of editing. I'm only an editor, not an editor, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just YouTube tutorials right there.
Bet. Henry, anything else you want to add?
No, I think you are a huge inspiration, though, to a lot of people. Just seeing that you don't need to take all these classes. You don't need the best setup in the world.
Exactly.
You just need to really just embrace it and do it, and anyone can really do it if they put their mind to it.
No excuses, bro. No excuses. Like, if you want to do it, if you want it really bad, like, just do it, bro. Like, it just depends how hard you want it, how bad you want it. So, if you don't want it, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you only want 100 subscribers, you don't need to post, like, that much of, you know, not that good stuff. Yeah. So
obviously with Corona and all this going on, you said you're a lot more free. How is your editing going to work once, like, school starts back up and everything goes back to normal?
Oh, bruh, that is going to be a headache. Well, I'm taking less classes, honestly. I have a couple spares, so, like, free classes, like, you don't, how do I say it? Like, there's no class, right? I only have, like, social studies. I'm taking math online, actually. I'm taking science. I'm taking gym, because that's good. And I'm taking, what else am I taking? The basic stuff. What's it called? Okay, science, math. Science, math online, social studies. And then, English. And then, what else? What else is there? I don't even remember. You know, the basic stuff, right? And then the rest is just free classes. And I'm just going to bring my laptop probably if I need to edit anything. No, I don't have a laptop. I'm going to buy one soon and then edit at school, do thumbnails at school. That's it.
Yeah, I feel like the thumbnail things would be pretty easy kind of like during class. Like, you're just bored.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to listen to anything.
I love thumbnails, bro. Thumbnails are so fun to make.
Like, I'm glad you do. Yeah, that's something I like to hear.
It's the best thing to do. Honestly, it's really fun. It's really fun.
It's weird because we had our last, like, Karma said the same thing. He said, like, editing is, like, he likes editing more than recording videos. Obviously, you haven't recorded any videos for your channel. They're just edits. But why do you think, like, you enjoy editing so much?
Oh, man, like, that possibilities are endless, bro. It's, you have so much freedom. It's honestly, like, you can make a sad video happy, you can make a happy video sad, you can just do anything. It's really fun. But, like, recording, you're only limited to, like, what you have, honestly. So, yeah.
All right, man. When you edit for Chris, do you, like, talk to him, or do you just, like, text, or do you go through, like, a manager or something?
Chris just DMs me on Twitter and gives me Google Drive, tells me what it's about, then just do my thing, you know? Yeah.
Like, the titles, like, do you post them, or do you just, like, does he manage that?
Wait, what was the question?
Like, in terms of, like, posting, like, titles, description, all of that, do you, does he handle that?
Yeah, he handles that.
Okay.
Soon, he told me that, like, I could manage, like, his channels, the LSK VR, the LSK second channel. I just have to sign the contract and all that. He's going to give me, like, password and a bunch of that. So don't hack my computer. Don't do anything. You know, I got a bunch of valuable stuff in there. Like, it's crazy, bro. Chris, man, just so inspirational. I'm not even joking. I know I'm, like, kind of going off on a tangent here, but, like, oh, man, like, I just want to give him a hug. Not even joking. But I'm not gonna touch his foot, his ankle, none of that. No, he got injured, but like I just want to give him a hug, bro. Like, he believes in me so much. Like, even when I don't believe in myself, like I don't even think I'm like that good as he thinks I am, you know? Like, it's crazy. He's buying me a computer. He's like giving me like so much opportunities. Like, I only started like 2 months ago, and there's a bunch of like a bunch of other editors, and he's going to me. Like, I don't know. It's inspirational, bro. I get the jitters. I get the butterflies every time.
Do you think when do you think you'll be able to meet him for the first time?
Oh man.
Or like, is there a plan for that? Because I know a lot of in like the Bucket Squad house, a lot of just editors, yeah, they live with like creators. How does that work? How, considering you're in high school, how is that the plan for that?
I don't know. I hope for like one of the breaks he invites me on, but my parents, I don't know. They maybe they're saying like after high school, or I don't know. Maybe I can convince them if Chris, like, I don't know, buys me a plane ticket, or like I can get other people to buy it for me, or yeah, you know, he invites me on there. That's gonna be so lit, bro. The first thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna hug Chris, no homo, and then I'm gonna hop on his back. I'm gonna ask for a piggy back ride. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be so fun, and I'm gonna roast Mopey. I'm gonna roast Jester's birthmark, and oh man, I'm gonna have an arm wrestling thing with Cash. And oh my god, Jidel, bro, I'm gonna give him like some dentures for his bottom teeth, bro. I have so much planned. It's gonna be so fun, bro. But
I feel like, yeah, from what you just described, I feel like if it was my house after you just bullied everyone, I feel like I'd kick you out.
Oh bro, come on, my type of all right,
no,
fine.
I'm just
fair
joking.
Enough, fair enough.
I
fair
would
enough.
Not
fair
I would enough. Not kick out my type.
I feel like they'd love it.
Yeah, no, they'd be soon. That'd be funny. So yeah, my type of edit 2 hype collab coming soon one day, post corona.
It's only a dream. It's only a dream.
All right.
It's gonna happen.
Facts. Anything else you want to add before we outro my type of edit or Kenneth?
Like, I mean, again, like it's crazy, bro. Everything like that I've said, like eventually it like came true. Like I had these goals set, like that I would hit 500 subscribers in June, and I'm at like, I hit 2K in June, and I thought I would hit like 2K in like 2 years, and it's already happened. And I also had a dream, like starting off my YouTube channel, that I would edit for one of the 2 Hype members, and I'm editing for Chris. So it's like so crazy. And whatever you set your mind to, bro, trust me, man, it's gonna come true. Like, it just depends how hard you work, you know what I'm saying? It just depends how bad you want it, you know? Like, honestly, it's crazy.
All right, man. I know, unfortunately, Trevor couldn't come on, and there was some technical difficulty with the scheduling, but I really appreciate you taking the time.
Me and you.
Facts. It was so fun. It's pretty fun seeing your face in the flesh.
One day I'll meet Kenny. Henry, have you ever seen him?
No. One day we'll all meet in real life.
Yeah. I feel like, face Kenny, reveal. Have your parents even seen what you look like? No, I'm joking.
Yeah,
bro. No, I was joking. All right. One day the face reveal will be coming, but we couldn't leak that. So, yeah. If you guys enjoyed, be sure to like and subscribe. We have a new episode coming soon, and we may even have some non-podcast episode in the works. Thanks again. Thanks again, my dev edit, for that and for taking the time to come on. We really do appreciate all the guests we have on, because, I mean, you can't really have a podcast like this without having people willing to spend some of their time coming on. So thank you for listening. Stay safe out there, and
stay
peace.
Safe. Peace.